Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are on fire, and we are going to go right to the phones because of the large response to our guest, Edgar J. Steele, the most, probably we call him the attorney for the damned, maybe the most politically incorrupt attorney in the world, or incorrupt and, in, shall we say, the most probably politically incorrect, Edgar. Would that be fair?
I'd say it's pretty close.
Pretty close. All over the world.
I'm certainly vying for the title.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you and me and maybe Scott Smith and a few others, we could all be on those chopping blocks together, all right?
I'd be in good company.
You would be. You would be, Edgar. Amen. All right, let's go to the phones. Todd in Kansas, you're on the program. Hello.
How you doing, Rick?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Hey, it's good to hear Edgar on. I have to agree with everything you say, Edgar, but you missed out one thing there on that last call. Yeah, there'll be, as long as there's beer there in the stores and all the Christians, they're still sitting behind closed doors and on their pews. You know, they won't do anything. I don't know if they ever will. I'm thoroughly convinced that they may be one of the most dangerous things and dangerous tools of these Jews, because these Jews do run, what is it, something like 2% of the population and above 90% of high-level government positions and owners of media?
Well, 100% of owners of media.
Yeah, you're right there. But, you know, I mean, it's just that, you know, you can't dance around that. There's no way.
There's no way to explain it by way of coincidence.
No, no. That's absolutely not. I just believe that, you know, you, Rick, a lot of people, we're all going to be homins of the day sometime soon.
Well, these Christians better be boning up on their Bible before it gets banned and start paying attention to some of the things that Jesus Christ had to say other than turn the other cheek. Mm-hmm. Remember, he said, if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one.
Well, they don't like to hear that because he's all love.
They're all milquetoast today, milquetoast Christians, right? Rocking chair Christians.
Exactly. And remember, it was Jesus Christ that walked into the temple, and what did he do? He scattered the money changers.
Well, sure mm-hmm. he did. And,
upset
you know,
tables. My goodness.
Well, they never forgave him for that, did they? Huh?
Let me tell you, there was not a totally peaceful man walking in his sandals.
Well, not
you know,
only
he
that.
He knew how to turn his wrath upon those mm-hmm. who he felt were running counter to the law of God.
Yeah.
And the Christians today need to wake up to that.
Well, they might wake up when they come into church and got to turn in their Bible and have this little 3-page tract they can carry around now.
Uh-huh.
But when they start seeing their pastors being arrested.
Exactly.
That'll be the wake-up call.
Yeah, there'll be a few, but I think most of the pastors will probably gladly surrender to the government because they've already got these 501c3s, and they're all part of the government shill now. Take the money, provide shelter for people. Go ahead, do what the government says. Gladly, they say. Gladly we'll do it. Don't
right.
you see that?
Well, there comes a tipping point, however, where you're going to find those milquetoast pastors might change their ways.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
on that, I might part company with you, Edgar, and find some disagreement, because I've seen too many of them for 30 years of my life, and I know what they're all about.
I understand what you're saying, but mm-hmm. every day I hear from more and more people out there on my list who get my weekly newsletter who tell me, gee, I just woke up. I finally realize what's going on, and mm-hmm. I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
People are waking up.
I guess the Indianapolis Baptist Temple already found out about that, didn't they?
Yes.
Well,
and they found out from a so-called Christian attorney general, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Mr. Ashcroft, huh?
Now, those who are preaching revolution should be careful, because that's illegal. I don't advocate revolution. Don't shoot first. But don't be afraid to shoot back when the time comes.
Amen. All right, Todd, thank you for your call. Got to run. Fred, Doug, Jeremy, John, others. We'll be right back with Edgar J. Steele. I'm Rick Adams.
Yeah. Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
And we're back. Hour number two. We got some time now before the next break, so we're going to fire away. You got a question, a comment for our guest? Love to hear it. Love to discuss it with you. Edgar J. Steele, attorney for the damned, and once again, his book, by the way, which I'm looking at right now, and I'm going to get into a little bit of it with him a little later, Defensive Racism, is quite a book. It's hardbound, very handsome, by the way, Edgar. A very nice cover there, and it looks like you put quite a bit of effort and work into this book, and you're selling it on your particular site. Both sites, I guess, they can get it on, or just that one?
Well, you can actually click through on Conspiracy Pen Pal and buy a copy of it.
All right, conspiracypenpal.com, and, of course, the book Defensive Racism, An Unapologetic Examination of Racial Differences in America Today. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, Fred in Florida. You are on the program.
Good evening, Paul, or Rick,
yes.
And Edgar. Pleasure to speak with both of you.
Okay.
First of all, I want to tell Rita, I've always got a spot in my foxhole for somebody like that. A little piece of good news for y'all.
Okay.
Late this afternoon, U.S. District Judge Alvin K. Hellerstein, nice Irish boy, ruled against the government, and 87 photographs and 4 videotapes from Abu Ghraib will be released.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that'll probably be appealed, but that was the ruling this afternoon. On this hate law thing, thought.
By the way, we shouldn't keep using the word law, and it's not law yet. It's a bill.
That's correct.
And when we use the word law, people already believe it's a fait accompli. So
well,
I think we're doing a disservice when we use that.
You're taking away my comment now.
All right, go ahead.
If it is passed and it goes through and it's signed by the Bushevites, which you know it will be,
mm-hmm.
There's a process it has to go through. Now, I know Edgar knows about this because he's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But that thing has to go through all of the Administrative Procedures Act and go through all the regulatory functions and go through a process. If it's going to have general applicability to people like y'all and websites and radios and things like that, radio hosts, preachers, pastors, it's got to go through a process called notice and comment. At which point they have to propose rules that the agencies propose to go with the legislation and the statutes. And those have to go through a comment period at which they have to take comments for a certain number of days. And then they have to read all those comments before they come back out with a final regulation. A, that all takes time, but B, you could literally swamp those people and really bolster the awareness on this thing in that time period by utilizing that. The other thing I wanted to ask Edgar...
I'll let Edgar respond to that. Edgar,
okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Is that kosher with you?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, I disagree. You do? If it passes the Senate, it's a done deal, and you can forget about all the rest of it. You aren't going to slow it down. You aren't going to tie it up. Maybe they'll observe some of the legal niceties, but if they get it passed the Senate, it's a done deal.
And
incidentally,
no,
if they don't
it.
Get it passed the Senate this time, it'll
come
be back.
Sure, it will. Be that as it may, I mean, they've still got to go through the process, and there's an awareness function there. And I do agree with y'all, and I think we're all in accordance that, you know, they're scared of numbers of us. I mean, that's one thing that terrifies these people. As evidenced by their actions.
Oh, they got good reason to be scared.
Sure they
do.
Historically, they know history a lot better than we do. And they know what happens in these situations. The other thing is, what about the legal basis of tying this up in lawsuits? I'm sure that there would be people that would have grounds to at least get it tied up in court also.
Be dismissed out of hand. There's no way.
12B6, lack of... jurisdiction.
There ain't no way. I mean, wait a minute. Stop. You are under the impression that we are a nation of laws. We are not.
I understand that, and I agree with you to some extent.
We are a nation of men.
Well,
and the judiciary is largely Jewish.
Of course
now.
It is. But once again, now this plays into the awareness factor, because the more things like this happen and are brought out, and as the more people that are waking up and become aware, the more of a people's army, if you will, you've got of aware people.
Well, we're a long ways away from having a people's army. Like I said, the football games have to be taken away first.
What do you think would have happened, both of you? I mean, had long before the ADL got its laws passed, it started with statistics and so-called bias against homosexuals. They were throwing the black men out in the front as their people they were concerned about, when in fact we know what their agenda was. But what do you think the reaction would have been in, say, 1950 or 60 or 70, had Michael Makovich been arrested for praying against homosexuality? You think people would have been aroused more then than now?
There would have been some lynchings.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with that.
So you see what the passage of time has done and how this frog and the kettle mentality has taken over?
Of course.
People have been seduced, lulled to sleep, and really made almost to accept this, because tolerance has been the key word. They always tie in the word tolerance as the antithesis of hate. And yet, we know from example, the ADL is probably the most intolerant group around, if not the very most.
I heard Benton Parton give an example, and it really opened, turned on a lot of light bulbs for me, because I think we've all wondered what goes on, what's wrong, why aren't, just like you said, what would have happened 50 years ago. He tells a story about the Pavlov experiments. Everybody
mm-hmm.
knows
yes.
about conditioned response and the bell, where you
right.
ring the bell and the dog salivates.
Sure.
Well, that was only the first part of the experiments. In that same experiment, they took the same dog in the same room, in the second phase, and they turned on a light, and they would beat him with a stick. So the dog's only thing he could do is they had a board over in the side of the corner, and the dog could go run over and dive under that board so they couldn't hit him with the stick. So it was the condition to turning on the light and beating with the stick. That was the response. The third phase, they took the same dog in the same room, and they rang the bell, and they turned on the light at the same time. So what do you think the dog did?
We've heard the story.
You know?
Yeah, he told us. He said it right on this program.
Okay. Well, you know, he sat in the middle of the room, and he shivered. And that's what they call a catatonic state, and that's the state that the American public's in.
Well, I'm not convinced of that. I think it's true about some people, to be sure. But there's a lot more people who look around, and they say, gee, it looks the same to me as it did 40 years ago. And they look at the neocons, and they say, well, those are conservatives, and that's why I vote for Bush. And they don't realize that neocons are old wine in new bottles, that they're the old liberals.
Those people are beyond help, though, Edgar.
Well, I hate to say this, but those people are the majority.
Well, let's hope that that tide's turning a little bit. I know there's a lot of them you're never going to get to, but it's like you said, there's more and more people waking up every day.
We don't have to get to all of them. We just have to get to a critical mass, and my sense is we're getting there.
I agree with you.
Fred, thank you for your call.
Okay,
a lot of good
guys.
Points and very interesting dialogue here, Edgar. Doug in Texas, you are on the program with Edgar J. Steele.
Well, hi, Radio Avenger and Edgar Steele.
Hello there.
Okay, do you think the multi-billion-dollar, the $100 billion little fiasco we had in New Orleans was instigated by the criminals that run this world? Do you think those levees were blown up? I do. I personally do.
Edgar?
I don't know. You know, I'm a big believer in following the money. Who had to benefit from that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Are they looking to redistribute the land in New Orleans, perhaps? I mean, we're talking about prime oil and shipping lane land, and it's been lying fallow, essentially, in the hands of black criminals. They've redistributed most of them now. They're not letting them back in yet, and it may. And if it turns out that a lot of that land is seized by corporate interests or government, then I'll have to agree with you that it was blown on purpose.
Especially after that Supreme Court decision in the Kelo case, right?
Well, yeah.
That would be a little more interesting now, wouldn't it, huh?
Well, and the land, you know, there were people there that witnessed, you know, a bunch of witnesses heard huge explosions going off, and it reportedly a Navy SEAL diver went down and brought some, you know, particles up, pieces up that have residue of military-grade explosives. And I don't doubt for one second that this is a multi-billion-dollar land grab. We'll have our next Las Vegas in New Orleans. And, you know, ownership will change hands, but it won't benefit you or I.
Well, it could be. I'm open to that possibility. I'm also open to the possibility that somehow or other these two hurricanes were at least coaxed into landing where they did.
Well, I'm 100% with
we,
you.
We talk about that as well, Edgar, and the weather modification.
That's why I subscribe to Conspiracy Pen Pals.
Yeah. Good for you.
Good for you. Thanks, Doug.
All right.
Before we take a break, and Jeremy and John and Blake, you'll be next. It's interesting the way Bush boldly now and brashly holds a press conference and tells the reporters, of course none of them pick up on it, and tells the entire world that we need to get rid of federal laws, and we need to get rid of the we need to get rid of posse comitatus, out and out, repeal it, so we can help the public. Doesn't that ring a bell in anybody's mind who has a little bit of common sense left? Edgar?
I think that Bush is just reaching for ratings. He is now the lowest-rated president in modern memory.
But it's more than ratings, though. I mean, here he's coming out and telling you what he intends to do, and that is to destroy whatever little sovereignty is left in the United States.
Well, wait a minute. They said that years ago.
And they've done it, haven't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely.
Well, let's make it official, Bush says. Incredible. Stay where you are, Edgar. We'll be right back with more. I'm Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Indeed it does. We are here back again, and 23 past the hour. We'll go back to the phones now, 800-313-9443, to speak with our guest, Edgar J. Steele. And hello, Jeremy in Pennsylvania. You are next.
Hi.
Thanks for waiting.
Oh, no problem. I initially called just because I had general disagreement about some of your statements, but as I was listening, I started taking notes because more things started to bother me. So what I'd like to do is move rapidly through a number of statements that I had written down.
Sure.
And then conclude with my original question.
So,
if you wanted to respond to any statements, that's fine, but I'd really suggest that you take notes because I really have a number of them. The first one was you made that statement about Jesus saying, sell your cloak and get a sword. And he did say that, but he said that to fulfill a prophecy. It wasn't because he expected them to use a sword. In fact, he told them not to make any aggressions against the soldiers who were arresting him at the time. Locke and Mills said that we are responsible to overthrow our government if it fails to meet the needs of the people, and that was a direct inspiration for the Declaration of Independence, which resulted in our Constitution. The hurricanes... the same thing has happened before with how they hit Louisiana and then Texas. They've taken the exact same path before. It's not uncommon. It's actually precedented. And finally, Jews have always been a target in all societies they've existed in because they're outsiders and they do tend to prosper. But the kind of species you were using earlier, how they control everything and how they're so powerful, is very similar to the species that Hitler had made during his reign, and it seemed that those kind of words were callous for the entire Holocaust. And with that, my question was, what exactly do you have against the Jews and Asians? Because I was checking out your website, and I noticed that you mentioned people just having a blind hate for Asians without knowing why. I was wondering, like, what you have against Asians and especially Jews.
You didn't read that on my website.
Yes, sir.
I have nothing against Asians.
Okay.
Asians are among the finest people in the world. In fact, the Japanese, I believe, have a more finely developed sense of honor than do Americans.
Okay, okay, then I misread something on your website, but okay.
Well, it wasn't on his website, he said.
Now, what have I got against Jews? What I've got against them is they're threatening my children with being killed for the mere fact that their father dared to represent somebody they didn't like. What I've got against them is the fact that they totally control the media in America today and spew forth the filth that we see coming out of MTV and the like. What I've got against them is what they're doing to us in the Middle East as we fight their war to secure their borders against their neighbors. It has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with oil. Those are the excuses, and that's why we are dying, and the Israelis are not. What I've got against them is the fact that they are running our government to the point that they are about to pass a law that makes it illegal for me to say that I got something against them. You know, I could go on like this for an hour.
Actually, about that, I overlooked this note that I made. Judicial review can strike down that law, even if it passes the Senate, and it's, you know, so atrociously written that it outlaws the Bible. Judicial review could destroy that bill.
Well, just as judicial review has destroyed so much in America, but it ain't going to destroy that bill, because judicial review these days in America is Jewish review.
Now, let me ask you, Jeremy, you sound like a young fellow, and I gather you are, right?
I am, yeah.
What is your age, if I may ask you?
I'm 20.
All right. Do you go to college?
I do.
All right. I thought you'd fit the profile. What do you go to, University of Pennsylvania or somewhere down there?
Actually, I go to Clarion. I'm going to Ivy League school.
Uh-huh. All right. And what attracted you to the program? Have you been listening to this program for a while?
I have been listening to RBN the entire semester, and I started listening to it last spring.
So there are things that you listen to because you find them interesting, shocking, controversial. Maybe you agree with some and don't agree with others.
I got really sick of mainstream media because it just started to bug me that, like, I was getting all this stuff, and I kept hearing, like, this call from, like, Fox News about the mainstream media and how it's so liberal. And so I intentionally sought out the most far-fetched conservative news media I could find, and RBN was among that.
Well, I'm glad you did, because, you know, I find this call very good, very fascinating,
it's out of the
mainstream.
I did this because I knew that, like, I'm strong enough and neutral enough on all issues that if I am, in fact, being persuaded by the liberal media, that I'd be able to expose that by listening to you know, more conservative media. But I found that I've only been able to, like, identify spin in conservative media, and I haven't been able to find much spin in quote-unquote liberal media.
Well, let me welcome you aboard, Jeremy, because I think we need more people, young people particularly, to at least think about these things, at least get involved. Wouldn't you say so, Edgar?
Yep.
And I appreciate your call.
Yep.
Thank you very much. You see, I had a feeling, Edgar, that Jeremy was a young fellow even before we took his call. I don't know what told me that, but I'm very happy to have more young people tuning in and calling in, because that's the only way you're going to reach them and get them to think for themselves. And I think that's the beginning right here. All right, we'll be back. Edgar J. Steele and your phone calls. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Well, we're back. My goodness. Every time you do a program with Edgar J. Steele, you always, always manage to have an easy job being a talk show host. Just sit back and relax. Edgar, you are to be commended, if for nothing else, than the fact that you generate a lot of inquiry, a lot of debate. And for that, I thank you.
My pleasure entirely.
Yeah, I know.
It's nothing new to me. That's kind of the way my life goes.
That is, and you don't have anything to say about it. You are you, brother.
From the moment I get up in the morning.
To the moment you rest your little head on that pillow. All right, 800-313-9443. And, you know, the last young man made some points that are probably, you know, interesting and typical of people that have never, ever wondered about anything in their life. Particularly about media, particularly about control, particularly about oligopolies and, you know, the groups of people that are in control in America today. And the ADL is just one of them. That's just one of the front groups that I think they want us to focus in on. But the ADL in and of itself is not even the problem. I think it goes beyond that particular organization because it becomes a convenient whipping boy for us when we need to hold up a group and say, well, there they are again. There they go again. But the ADL is nothing more than symptomatic of the greater malaise, wouldn't you say?
I'd say that's true, but that does, just because they're a whipping boy doesn't mean we shouldn't step up and whip them.
No, and I got the whip. I got a big whip. Okay. John in Little Rock, speaking of whips. Hello there. John, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello, Johnny here. You reached the resident of Rabbi Rob the Treasury.
What? My goodness.
My cousin Yusuf is in the studio behind your chair. He got his hands in your pocket.
Well, I ain't got nothing in my pocket, so he can take
them out. Someone got to pay for the resettlement of those Jews from the Gaza Strip.
Uh-huh. You have a question or a comment for Edgar?
Okay, so my rabbi accent, Yiddish accent.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
We
want to
do spell on the roof. Just by a little rich.
All right.
Anyway, Rick, I'm really pissed off, man.
Why?
You know that? I really am.
What are you angry about? What are you upset about?
Rick, here's what we got. We got homeless veterans sleeping in doorways in my city here of the Jewish occupied sector of Little Rock. And it's about combat veterans. Got nowhere to go. The system has failed them, Rick. For that reason, I blame your guest there, who's a lawyer, and he's part of the system. Maybe he ain't Jewish, but he's part of the system.
Are you part of the system, Edgar?
I hate to admit, yes, I am, and I do have to accept some responsibility for that, for insisting upon remaining a part of the system.
What I meant by that was, as a lawyer, and the oath that you took. Now, as a man, I don't blame you for being out here in this world taking care of your family to provide for them. But as a member of the bar, I guess you are, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then I blame you because it's a Jewish system. They brought it over from Israel, you know.
Well, you're right. It is a Jewish system, and it's a part of a system that I'm operating within. But in order to continue to operate, I have to observe certain rules. The day will come, and it's not very far away, when they are going to disbar me. And probably the only reason that they haven't done it so far is because if they think I'm outspoken right now, wait till I'm no longer a member of the bar. Because I know names, and I know dates, and I know places, and I will say things that will make their hair curl. And that's probably the only reason they haven't disbarred me. Now, there are other things that I am, and one of those just happens to be I'm a veteran.
Good.
And as a veteran, I am disgusted and ashamed of my government for the way that it treats veterans in America today, for the way that it has not kept its commitment and its contracts with veterans, for allowing veterans to fall into the kind of state that they're forced into because they're not given the benefits they were promised or the medical care that they deserve, that they earned.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say it, sir, because I'm a veteran, and I've never been in combat, but I can truly tell you this, Rick. The system has failed. You know, we see young steroid typed up police, like Alex Jones said,
sure,
telling some guy going in the government, hey, you, come here, you know. And all the time, they don't know they are disrespecting a veteran trying to eat. And that just pissed me off totally, man. And it happens to me a lot. And I just look at them real crazy, rise up out of the can, show them I ain't got no weapons in my hand, and say, yeah, what?
Mm-hmm.
You see, now, and then they want to whine and cry because somebody got to go out. I mean, some of these homeless vets got to go out in the woods and live because society out in the city don't want to see us, but yet they don't even want us to do that. They don't even want to. Look here. I'm looking at the Arkansas Democrat paperwork. The city council has allocated $100,000 Louisiana refugees to resettle here. And yet they just closed down recently a shelter here that they support. It was the only shelter in the city that gave homeless people and vets a place to wash their clothes, take a shower, and look decent, a place to hang out. $100,000 allocated, Rick. That was in last Arkansas Democrat Gazette, September the 22nd paper.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know if it's available on. It's available online.
Yes, it is.
But see, what I'm trying to say is, Rick, $100,000, man. Think about it. To your guest, sir. What could you do with $100,000?
Well, I don't think that goes very far today, does it?
Well, I'm just telling you what I'm reading, Rick.
I mean, I understand in the scheme of things,
$100,000 goes a long way if you don't have any place to live.
Well, not anymore. I mean, money is almost worthless because we don't have money.
Well, you think it's worthless to do it today? Wait a couple of years.
Oh, tell me about it. Tell me about it. Yeah.
Well,
and that's part of the plan too, John.
Well, I'm trying to tell you that this town is Jew control. This newspaper is Jew control, and yet they're bringing all these illegals here Some of them probably got criminal records, raping women and stuff in their, in their own country. And look, to your guess, he's in the legal system. You know a rapist can't help himself.
Yeah, I understand.
That's why I'm pissed, Rick.
I understand, John.
And I want to say to that young man, yeah, Rick, we need more listeners. But if you're listening, you and your MTV like to jump off the cliff for extreme thrills kind of crowd people.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just don't get it. Young man, if you're listening, you and your friends, for a little joke, or a little laugh at the flat fraternity where y'all at, I don't think y'all quite get it, like us veterans.
Well, someday they will. Someday it'll be too late.
Over a rope.
It'll be too late by then, I'm
over
afraid.
Over a rope, Rick.
John, thank you. Got to run. I understand. You're right on, brother. Blake in Texas, you are now on the air. Hello.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, hello,
Edgar. Edgar.
Yes.
I have a question for you, Rick, too.
Go ahead.
How old am I?
How old are you?
The next question is, what's my weight? No, you were
well,
real
that
good
at I wouldn't want to guess.
Yeah, I know. And,
I can't tell by your voice, but you sound like a fairly young man.
Well, I'm a young, almost 50.
You sound it. You sound like 48, 50.
You're right.
All right. What do I get?
Get
a prize? Do I get a prize
get
now?
To some of us, that's young. I feel young.
I ought to be 50 again, I tell you.
I feel like a young man. I know I'm a young man.
All right, Blake, what do you got on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, on the subject of revolution.
Yeah.
Who was it? I believe Benjamin Franklin, or one of them, said, we have given you a republic. Let's see how long you can keep it.
That was Franklin. And it was Jefferson who said we need a new revolution every 10 years.
Hmm?
And it was Jefferson who said that we need a new revolution every 10 years.
Right, because our original revolution, they instructed us, it was going to have to be an ongoing thing. We're going to have to stay diligent, which we didn't do. I know I didn't learn history as I was growing up, you know, bit by bit.
You think they're teaching it today? You learned it a lot better than my kids are learning
well,
it in public
school. I didn't learn it in school. I hated school, and I didn't know why, because I made good grades, and I'd skip out, you know, and then go back, and they'd still give me the grades. But I guess it was the conditioning. It was just God leading me out of it or something. But on the revolution subject.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, FEMA is going around and telling, preaching to the, I've seen the film, they go around saying, to the police departments and fire departments that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were terrorists.
Right out of the FEMA handbook, huh?
Yeah.
Well, to King George they were.
Exactly. So this is King George come back again.
Oh, he's come back with a vengeance.
And a specific question for Edgar, if he could maybe explain, or maybe I'm off base.
Go ahead, quickly.
Could you explain the distinction between political Zionism and Jew? I think the word Jew is masqueraded behind by evil people. Jesus was a Jew, right? I know there's no J in Hebrew.
Well, there's some pretty good evidence that Jesus actually was of Greek extraction. So it's not for certain that Jesus was a Jew, like they like to lay on you.
No, I don't buy that at all.
I know that you don't, Rick. We've had this discussion before, but there is evidence of his being Greek. Right. There were a lot of Greeks that settled in that area that he was born and grew up in.
Put it this way, you know, you get into definitions, what is a Jew, then you go from there. Most people don't know that word Jew is almost totally meaningless today from a biblical perspective.
That's exactly right. When we use the word Jew today, we're talking about certain definable groups. Mm-hmm. We all know who they are. Now, who were the Jews? That's a totally different question, and it's not relevant to today's inquiries.
No.
When I say
Jews,
Jew,
the Gentiles way back then, huh?
Say that again?
It was the Jews and the Gentiles.
Well, I think that's going to be a lesson for another day.
All right.
Let him answer your question, though, Blake, and we've got to move on. As far as political Zionism, thank you for the call. Go ahead.
Zionism is a political ideology.
Mm-hmm.
Judaism is not a religion. It is a racial thing.
Right.
You are Jewish by race. There are a lot of Jews who are not religious at all. There are some people who have converted to Judaism,
mm-hmm.
but they're not Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Davis Jr. comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
So they like this double standard because they like the Zionists like to step out and fling the word anti-Semite at people like myself, and then they step back amongst the ranks of Jews and let us then point at them and let all the other Jews feel like we're pointing at them as well.
Right, right.
And because all the Jews give them cover and refuse to eject them and point their fingers at them, in my opinion, that makes them equally guilty. In a court of law, we call that a conspiracy. And we convict all the conspirators equally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I refuse to pussyfoot around anymore, right. And I now use the word Jew. When there's a significant number of Jews that are railing against the ones in their midst, who are the ones doing the damage to us and to the world in general,
mm-hmm.
I will then change my language, but not until then.
Well, I use the word Kenite and Edomite, and someday we'll go into an explanation of that. We're talking about one and the same. All right, let's move along quickly because we don't have much time, but we have a bunch of callers. Let's take them quickly in order. Bill in Texas, you're on the program. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Adams, and Mr. Steele.
Yes.
I have actually corresponded with Mr. Steele by email before when quite a while ago he was writing part of his essays on group differences in IQ, and
yes.
I had sent some of my research to him, and
okay.
I just want to commend him on the work he's done and say that I really respect his courage because
right.
he's
now
got
you
a
got
lot
a
more
question
courage.
Or a comment specifically?
Pardon me? Yeah, the comment I have is regarding the group differences. When I think it's an invalid argument when people say that, well, not every Jew is like that or not every black is like that, and I agree with that. But if we weren't allowed to compare group differences, we'd have to throw out 99% of the scientific research. Because most research is based on the group norm or the group mean and a comparison, a statistical analysis of the differences in group means.
Meaning what?
Well, for example, let's say I said that black athletes have a higher vertical jump than white athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a racist statement? No, because the facts show that they do.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that every black athlete can jump higher than every white athlete.
Right, right.
Okay,
right.
So it's the same thing when people say that the average IQ of whites is higher than the average IQ of blacks. That's a true statement. That doesn't mean that every white has a higher IQ than every black.
Mm-hmm.
So when Mr. Steele compares the Jews, when he mentions all Jews, puts them in a group, that's a valid argument to talk about a group as a whole and compare it with another group. That's the way all scientific research is done.
All right. Okay. Edgar, any comment?
I absolutely agree, of course.
Right. All right. Listen, well, I appreciate your call, Bill. We got to run. Walt, you're next in Arizona. Hello, you're on the program.
Well, good evening. I've got to cut my radio down so I don't get the echo.
All right.
I have two questions, mainly to Edgar. What do you hear out of Araby with Mr. Warner and the CDL? Have you heard any word from how they survived?
You know, I got a letter just today from a lady, and I glanced through it real quickly, and it looks like most of them came through okay, though they had significant property losses.
Uh-huh. You know, I know they had that car run into the place and made a mess of it, and they're just recovering from that, and now they've got Katrina. Further, I want to say that Rita from Texas has really got a hurricane going, and I hate to be over on her right side.
All right. Okay, I think we'd all feel that way. Did you have another question, though?
Now, this is the main point for calling in. I'll make it fast.
Yeah,
many years ago, Edgar, you went pro bono on behalf of a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was English and he was an American. And I believe they had three children. It was a case of child protective care, something of the
mm-hmm.
sort. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Brian and Ruth Christine.
That's it. Right. Well, it was featured on ABC also as a story. And I remember in all my research, I do a lot of paralegal work in the sense of just for personal satisfaction, and I came across, and I cannot give you the site, but in 1938, the Arizona Supreme Court made a ruling that children born of a marriage license were wards of the state. Now, that established the principle of the Child Protective Agency. And I'm wondering how these two people, the English girl and the American, met and where they were married.
Well, they met in America. They were married in America. But what you're talking about is in the realm of what I call fantasy law. You know, there are a lot of popular myths going around about names and caps and using the UCC and opting out and being a sovereign. And it's all BS. You know, that they were married in America does not make their children wards of the state, because the state wants their kids, makes them wards of the state.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Walt, thank you for the call. We
got
a break.
All
right, Joe, you'll be next in Rhode Island. Here's the Bible Man coming up. We'll be back with Edgar J. Steele. I'm Rick Adams.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AURAC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
We're back now, ladies and gentlemen, to wrap up the program. Let's go to Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe of the Bible Man. Hello there, Joe.
How are you, Rick?
Good.
And Edgar, how are you?
Hello, Joe.
Edgar, freedom of religion. I never thought I'd see it disappear in my country in my lifetime. But I think it's right at the door.
Well, wave goodbye.
Yes, I hear you. And, you know, it only means good news for me, because my father's returning very shortly to bring this mess to an end. And, you know, in the scriptures it's written, wherever they shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our duty as Christians here on earth is to preach the word, bring forth the scriptures, the living word of God that was written in a previous age. Not written in this age, but a previous age. And if that is cut off by men, we should definitely pray for those that cut it off. Because they are definitely going to need all the prayers they can get.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll cut it short for tonight, gentlemen, because I know there's other callers.
Well, thank you, Joe. You make the point eloquently again. Thank you. All right, we got a guy from Texas here, Jeff, that wants to pick a bone with you, Edgar.
All right.
Hello, Jeff, you're on the program.
Am I there?
Yes, you are. You're here.
Thank goodness.
You got
on. All I can say is, you know, I'm a kike, a heedy, a hook-nosed, a Jew, whatever you want to call, and so is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I will tell you right now, you are a low-life scumbag, Edgar Steele, if you think that every single Jew is predisposed to being a cheater, a liar. Is so, and the same thing with black people, and the same thing with Hispanic people. Whatever you think, you are a racist scum. And Rick Adams, I like your show, but I am really ashamed of what you've done tonight. And to allow this lowlife to be on your show is it's just a new low, and it's it just shows me what Republic Broadcasting is all about. And I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, Edgar, you have a comment?
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty typical Jewish response. Call names, make accusations, misstate reality. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the modern Jew in action. You just heard him.
Oh, right. Okay. And by the way, I just, like I say, I'm here as a moderator, and I'm here to present a forum. And the day that we can't prevent that forum is a day, very sad day of infamy for America. And I think we are almost at that point now, when we can't question anything or anybody, and that's why I'm doing it. That's why I enjoy doing it.
And if he had wanted to do what he had told you up front, i.e. pick a bone with me,
mm-hmm.
I'd have been happy to do it. You know, I could hear in his voice. I knew he was Jewish after the first three words because I could hear it. He didn't even have to identify himself.
Well, the thing is, we'd
but
like
he
to
didn't
be able...
want to do that. He wanted to point a finger. He wanted to call names. He wanted to shout me down. And that's what they do.
And unfortunately, that's not what America is all about. Quite the contrary. And as long as I'm here and allowed to be here to tell the truth and to get people to debate, I will continue to do what I do. And I can't do it any other way because I can't be a phony.
That's right. And I never said that all Jews are like that.
I know.
I explained very carefully that those who provide cover to those who do that are culpable as well.
I remember the half lie and the lie. You remember the story in history. They tell a lie often enough, people will believe it. All right. Edgar Steele, thank you again. We'll be back with tomorrow night with Scott Smith, my co-host. Edgar, thank you. God bless.
My pleasure entirely. Thank you for having me on, Rick.
All right. Do it again. Bye-bye now. Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.